Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from November the 22nd, 2022. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at Nasdaq Dorsey, right? And taking a look at yesterday's performance, generally speaking, it ended up being a negative one for the indices we follow on the video, leading the way to the downside. Ultimately, was EEM down over 1%, along with the Nasdaq Composite down over 1%. Most U.S. equity indexes were down to roughly 50 basis points, with our UT to basically flat with the S&P equal weight there. We actually did see crude trade notably lower yesterday morning, ultimately to then end up roughly flat for the day, only now down 9 basis points. But we'll talk a little bit about what charts were impacted with that action yesterday. So looking first at the chart of the S&P 500, not much change, still sits in a column of O's at this time. A reversal up would occur with a move above 39.80. Coming on over to the chart of crude oil continuous, we did see it fall down to that $76 level, violating the recent near-term low here from September at 77. We're now trading at levels we haven't seen since December of 21 at the moment. So really seeing another notable breakdown out of crude. And much of this action initially occurred off of a Wall Street Journal article that came out that said OPEC was going to be increasing production due to potential shortfalls in Eastern Europe, as well as due to lack of supply from Russia. And actually later in the afternoon or about mid-morning, OPEC came out and said they weren't going to increase production. They were actually going to continue to cut production. So we saw crude trade notably lower, break this support level, but ultimately we did see it rebound along with many energy equities rebound for the day. We actually saw a high of 88.50 and we actually had of 80.50, pardon me, and then a close just above $80 there. So it actually was able to work way back to positive territory before ultimately closing roughly flat for the day. So what impacts did that have? Well, first on the bullish percent for energy, that's going to be carrot BPEC energy. Obviously, this is going to be stocks within the energy space, not so much in the commodity itself, but we did see quite a bit of impact. And we just wanted to talk about a few technical pictures within energy stocks you may see out there on the site this morning after yesterday's action. So we did see the bullish percent for energy reverse down into O's, fall down to the 52% level after it had been up to 60% at this point, still suggesting that more than half of the stocks within the energy sector are on point and figure buy signals. But it is worth being aware of where you may be seeing sell signals, or if you see a sell signal, where your next level of support may be. The reason we also talk about that is we can look at energy broadly speaking from within the technical indicator report. If you want to find this, you go to the drop down here, market economic broad groups is what we're looking at, and then economic broad groups is what we'll select go there, and you'll have all these sectors brought up. And focusing on energy with yesterday's action, as we noted, we saw that bullish percent reverse down into O's. We also saw the RS and X's for energy reverse down into O's, as well as the 10-week, these two reversing down, with the 10-week suggesting that stocks are falling below their 50-day moving average or 10-week moving average current prices, and with the RS and the X's reversing down, it's suggesting that stocks reverse down into O's versus the S&P equal weight on their market relative strength charts. So suggesting a period of near-term underperformance now beginning for those stocks relative to the market. So what we'll do now is take a look at four that we wanted to talk about as far as potential pictures that you might see. The first one's going to be Devon Energy, DVN. Still maintains a 4-for-5-er attribute with yesterday's action. It did break a triple bottom here at 66 per second sell signal, and that sell signal also violated the bullish support line, moving Devon into a negative trend. So yesterday it was a 5-for-5-er, now down to a 4 with that trend line violation. From a relative standpoint, still maintaining versus the market as well as against the sector itself, and obviously still has a nice yield, but we need to be aware of now where our next potential support is, and that's really not till the mid-50s. So worth keeping a pretty close eye on Devon right now, and obviously still have support here at 49 and 50 from summer, but at this point that's still another 10 bucks from near level of support. Could look to a 1 point per box chart for potential levels closer, but oftentimes when you see these long O's of X O's and the X's back up, you may not see too much in terms of further action on a smaller scale, but nonetheless could still look at one. But again, mid-50s for Devon Energy. Similarly, we saw Occidental Petroleum, OXY, violate its bullish support line as well. In this case, OXY completed a bearish catapult, breaking the double bottom here with yesterday's action at 67, again violating that trend line, dropping it to a 4 for 5. In both cases, we did see Devon and Oxy rebound. At this point, Oxy sits in the $69 level, but we need to see a move above 70 to get it back into a column of X's here. Now, at least with OXY, you have support here at 66 as well as at 60. So may not be one that you have to keep as close an eye on, as well as it's also built up some pretty significant support here in the mid to high 50s. So while you're looking at these two and saying they both violated trend lines, when you look at the charts, one has much more significant support close by here in the case of Oxy that at least allows you some comfort to say I can probably hold and I have some potential further legs out if I saw support violated, or you at least have further evidence that you're seeing support violated and further technical deterioration, whereas like Devon, you have about $10 to the next level of support. So would look to keep a closer eye on Devon versus an Oxy due to that support level and simply because of that. But again, you'd still monitor something like Oxy. Moving on to Denbury Incorporated, DEN, a little bit of a lesser known name compared to the last two we've talked about, obviously. But the reason we talk about this one is it's been in a positive trend, but this one's a little bit different in the fact that it was part of those stocks that we saw it reverse down into a column of O's against the market there. So falling to a 3 for 5 after having improved up to a 4 for 5. In this case, two consecutive sell signals and still have some distance here between support at 80 as well as in the mid 70s there at 74, but have also seen this relative picture begin to deteriorate somewhat. So may not be quite to the extent, unless you're a near-term holder, that you would be trimming now, but it's something that is a technical development and that you want to be aware of. So something like Denbury there would be one to keep an eye on as well. Last one we'll take a look at is New Fortress Energy, symbol NFE. It is now a 2 for 5 after having been a 4 for 5 on 11/17. So really to begin the week, or actually it was to end last week, it was a 4 for 5 and now is a 2 for 5. And the reason for that is we saw it break into a negative trend last Friday, also reversed down into a column of O's. So really didn't quite participate. It saw more of this technical breakdown occurring prior to yesterday's action, but it did participate in yesterday's action as well as it moved down to 46. Still have some support here in the low 40s. But in this case for New Fortress, you have not only seen a trend violation like we looked at Oxy and Devon, but we've also seen a reversal down into O's. So a relative change as far as the technical picture goes as well. So seeing an absolute as well as a relative change for New Fortress there in FE, and is one you would look to pay very close attention to, potentially looking to lighten up here, as that's a pretty notable technical development and maybe looking at this in the lower 40s. But obviously a lot of these conversations will depend on cost basis. And from there, if you have any questions about a particular position you may be looking at and what you might look to attack if you're seeing a breakdown or if you're seeing a rally, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. We're more than happy to help. Hope everyone has a nice Tuesday.